Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 10th of July 2018, and this is the 841st Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm walking into town. It's late afternoon, early evening. It's dusk, basically. I'm looking at a lovely pale sky. It's sort of pink and grey in one direction and pale yellow and grey in a second direction. I'm all seen at the moment through skeletal trees, and behind me there are these wonderful zeppelin clouds. They're my favourite. That are a deeper orange and darker grey. I'm heading into town because it's the Writer's Cave tonight. I'm sorry about the traffic, it's sort of rush hour. And I thought I was taking the quieter route, and maybe it will get quieter a bit later. Today has gone far too quickly. I haven't had anything to eat, but I haven't been quite hungry enough to do it. But I'm not going to be back home until 9, and so it feels very long to go to not eat. And I don't like eating late at night. However, be that as it may, I have got chocolate in my bag, which is probably not the best thing to be eating when you're hungry. Today's been a really lovely surprise because it's been a beautiful clear day with just the odd cloud dotted around. And the forecast, again, like yesterday, was for this kind of heavy overcast weather. So a very, very nice mistake on the part of the Weather Bureau. Just cross this roundabout and not get run over. Good. Good, good, good. Now, today is a special day. I would like to congratulate or wish all the best to Michael Nobbs for his birthday today. It's a special day for me. A day that particularly because I'm talking to you, that is special to me, because without Michael, these podcasts would never have begun. And it was thanks to both his encouragement and technical help that they got off the ground. And also, it was because he gave me my first opportunity to to record a podcast when asking for help from listeners, from various people, to do podcasts whilst he felt not well enough to do so. And it really reminds me of what a good turn it can be to other people when they are asked for help. That request for help came at a time when I was really stuck. I was stuck because I couldn't write. My arm was in a really what should I say? Sorry, that's a completely mangled piece of what I'm saying. Most of the time, at the time that this request came out, I was unable to write. And when I could, it was just in 10-minute bursts and not much more. And although I could do a bit, I could do some drawings, a few drawings around what I was writing, I couldn't get enough writing done at any one time to achieve any momentum. Anyway, at that time, the idea of doing something that was by voice, and so used part of me that was not affected by my arm, was a great way of being able to express myself in some way. And that's really what got me motivated. So it was about a year after that podcast, that guest podcast, that I started Mole Out Loud. And that first one, that first guest podcast, was in March 2013, so over 5 years ago now. And I thought I'd append it to this podcast so that you could see where I was then, although I don't mention my arm at all. I think I felt I needed to be a bit stoic. And it was a beginning. So thank you, Michael, for that. Thank you very much. Thank you for asking for help. And it's a real reminder to me that in asking for help, we're often doing the person we're asking a favor, giving them an opportunity they might not otherwise have even thought about. So I'm going to complete this now. I'm going to append the other podcast. And I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you can see something of the outside world somewhere. The city, actually, at the moment here, is looking really beautiful. I'm just walking sort of above it, so I'm higher than the... Well, I'm probably level with the top of the highest buildings. And the lights have come on in a lot of the buildings, but it's still light enough to see the buildings themselves. And with this lovely light sky behind it. I also hope that you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you, whether it's dreaming about it, working on it, planning it, loosely construing it, or nearing completion with it, or taking a break with it, or from it. I hope that you have been able to engage positively with or without it. Thank you very, very much for listening today. I hope you have a great day, everyone. And thank you again to Michael. If you keep listening, you should hear that very first podcast. Good morning. My name is Miranda Morris. I am wandering towards my shed. It's quite difficult to get to. It's covered with wisteria and rambling rose and ivy, and I tend to get caught on blackberry bushes when I try to get through. I did have a vision of coming towards my shed while recording and also carrying my teapot, but I decided that what with the recording machine and my teapot and the blackberry bushes, that it would lead to complete disaster. So I've cheated, and the teapot made its journey before the recording machine. This is the first time I've recorded, so I'm not quite sure how it's going to come out. I certainly am going to find it difficult to be as relaxed as Michael about it. My shed is a wonderful thing. It was built by the Polish community just after the Second World War. These people had been in displaced persons camps for about 6 years before coming to Australia, and then they got this land, and the community built sheds first for the families to live in while they built houses. And when I first moved to this house, I was so much more in tune with the shed than the house that I brought my bed in here and slept here for more than a year. But now it's chiefly my writing shed. And I find that the separation of the shed from the house really helps me to focus on this being a time when I write. I write different things. I'm a historian as well, but at the moment my whole focus really, or no, almost all my focus is on writing historical espionage fiction set in the First World War in Switzerland. But I'm also, thanks to the tiny steps, building up a memoir from the last, based on some of the events in the last few years of my life, which has been very interesting, trying to break that down into tiny steps, because writing a kind of series of fiction novels is such a huge project, and I wanted to find something that was manageable. And I have found that by doing the memoir in tiny steps, it's really helped me to break down my bigger work, which often feels quite daunting. And so this morning I have broken it down into just sketching out a scene. This is my step for this morning. I'm just sketching out a scene where an altercation, well, not an altercation and a bit of a memory happened between two of the main characters. And I'm doing this because I found it very difficult to work out this aspect of the plot. And I thought maybe if they could have a bit of a chat with each other, either angrily or in a friendly way, I might get to the heart of the matter. I do hope that you, or wherever you are in the world, enjoy today and the tiny step that you have planned for yourself, and that it contributes to your greater creative projects. It's incredibly hot here at the moment. It's 33 degrees, and I'm enviously thinking of Wales and a couple of winters ago when I was there, when it was so deeply snowed you could only get to the shops with skis. And so I'm trying to imagine the cold while I swelter here. Thank you and goodbye.